Now, do the words "On will Cathagum Dul Cadhi on Leharis and Bannon Tea" strike fear into your heart, or do they transport you back to fond summers spent learning about your culture and the language at Irish College on Gaeltacht? For some people, it was the highlight of their youth, a place to really find themselves. Others look back on their time at the Gaeltacht as a painful experience. Whatever camp you may fall into, going to the Gaeltacht during the summer holidays can definitely be considered a rite of passage for Irish teenagers. Well, joining me now in the studio to talk about their time at Irish College and other things are comedians David McSavage and Joanne McNally. Welcome to the programme, both of you.
Hello.
Where will I go with this? You're supposed to say... God, what is it?
Joanne's only been a comedian since
Irish
January,
hello.
By the way.
What?
She's only been what?
A comedian since January.
But Dave can't get his head around this.
No, I really can't.
So when you said...
She's going, double jobbing. That's the
when you said going to the Gaeltacht to find yourself, why did you say to find yourself?
Well,
what does
that mean? It's very kind of hipster these days as you look over your craft beer and your coffee with a little bit of sort of a design on top to go, hey man, you know, I want to find myself kind of thing. And I'm thinking of the fact that the young person's finding oneself is maybe going to one's Irish college. That to me it just went,
you mean just getting away from your parents as a teenager and exploring things
to find out who you really are.
You're just
inner
exploring
id.
Other teenagers, really. That's what you're
well,
doing.
Well, not necessarily. I mean,
yes, necessarily.
Absolutely.
I went from altar boy straight to Irish College.
I scored 67 lads on the train on the way home.
You probably got more action as an altar boy.
You'd be surprised. Okay, let's take a look at the Irish.
Dave,
that you
don't
made
call me off, Dave.
Oh God, we're at it again.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Thank God I have a coffee.
I'm a big fan of yours. So yeah,
I'm a big fan of yours. Too. We can talk about the Rolling Stones. I know that you used to like them in school a lot.
But Irish College, Dave.
Yes,
Irish College. Yeah, I did get my first kiss in Irish College when I was 13.
You say that as though kind of it's a bit of news. So did a million people. That means nothing. Tell me something I
That's
don't know.
That's what I assume you meant when you were said when you said finding yourself.
Well, I don't. When I talk about finding oneself, I don't necessarily talk about kissing. I mean, it could be going to a guru in California kind of thing or something.
Yeah, we're talking about the Gaeltacht, Dave.
All right.
Come on.
No, but you went to Irish College and scored 67 boys.
67 lads. On the way
I
home.
Scored.
I needed to put my tongue in the splint by the time I got home.
Did you get off so much?
Yeah, I got glandular fever.
From kissing so many boys.
Yeah. Fair that's what it was about.
You were the girl that would just French kiss anybody.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, it was about learning Irish for me.
We didn't learn a word.
Mm. Well, actually, in seriousness, that was the only time I ever got a handle on the Irish language because I actually did learn Irish for the first time. Because I'll tell you, I can't.
You went to Carrow Road.
Yeah.
So did I.
Oh my God. Irish, the way it was presented to us in school, was presented in such a boring way, in such a bad way, that it actually made you hate a language that is probably quite nice. But like, I think a lot of people have a sort of lifelong hatred of the language as a result of how badly it was taught.
But I can't argue
against
that.
In the Gaeltacht, it was a different way. You learned it in a very organic way. But you'd think that the educational system would think, God, look at all these people picking up the language after only a month. Let's try and use some things and apply it. No,
no,
not a chance.
Back to boring.
Back to boring because teachers in the school, I went to, like all teachers, very boring, no imagination, Joanne. Do you know what I mean? As Patrick Pearce described the Irish education system, it is a murder machine. That's what he said. He was being very dramatic.
Maybe it was. Hold on a second. I want to know, does anybody know what it's like in the Irish College, say, in the last 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 years? Because, like, has it changed enough?
I'd say they're just way more stylish.
Yeah.
It was the first time I realised, well, how unattractive I was, really. Because I came from a convent and we were all kind of a similar mediocrity and attractiveness. And then I got down to Irish College and it was full of girls with massive boobs and beautiful faces and long hair. And
that was your experience at Irish College?
Yes.
Bigger boobs.
Gorgeous looking girls. Gorgeous. And because I'd come from a convent, I didn't know how to interact with lads.
Did you learn any Irish?
Not a word of it.
Not a word.
Did you really not? No.
No.
See, he did. He learned a lot of Irish. He learned an appreciation for how the Irish language could sound as opposed to the way he got it in school.
Well, for instance, when you hear people in pubs late at night and speaking English, it's quite loud and percussive sounding. But, you know, you go into, like, there was a pub and it's the sound of it is all, it's not as abrasive. It's a very nice sounding.
Wait a second, what age were you when you went to Irish College? You were allowed to go to a pub.
I was 13.
And you went pubs at 13, were you? by yourself, like without parents going for a sandwich?
Yeah, I used to bunk out of the Bannon tea and, you know, just, you know, go for a few scoops, lad.
At 13?
No, I didn't. No, I only started drinking when I was 27.
All right, yeah, I think I remember you telling me that before, all right, yeah.
Yeah, it's boring you to death, you know. Right, here's another comedian who's got alcohol problems.
Because he started late.
Is that it? Yeah, I know. That's it, yeah. But what was the question?
Was there a question? Okay, let's go back. Joanne, yeah, like, I mean, in terms of actually getting there, can you remember the first day or anything like that? Can you remember saying, I am not staying here for 3 or 4 weeks? I can remember saying, this is good.
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, really? Oh, from the word go.
I wasn't a homebird. I was all set to go. We went down. There was maybe 6 or 7 of us all wearing matching O'Neill tracksuits, smelling of Impulse Charlie Red, and we got stuck in straight away.
Actually, the Impulse Charlie Red, did that come in handy in terms of smoking a cigarette or having a beer or something like that?
Because we used
to
go out at night and we just chain smoked 10 John Player Blues sitting
and
on one of those stone walls.
Smell up the room with that stuff.
Yeah,
right.
And then we'd remix
the
Bannon with that stuff and then go back in for our fish fingers and baked beans, which we had, I pretty much think, every day for 3 weeks.
It's safe enough, though. You could have had something else. You wouldn't want to take a chance of what else.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't go to Irish College for the food.
No, indeed, yeah.
And that is the important thing, really. The language is kind of secondary. It's that sort of socialization in terms of what you were saying about finding yourself as a child, just hanging out with kids your own age
or a bit older, and the things you learn from them.
Yes. And that was very exciting. And I mean, when I was there, there wasn't kind of much to do. There weren't that many activities organised for you, except the old Cayley. Now, you would think Cayley is kind of a bit boring, but I don't know, when all kids your own age are doing it, it was a lot of fun, you know.
I loved
even,
it.
It was a bit of a laugh. Actually, and also, it gave you the actual excuse to approach girls. Yeah. And dance and link arms. I mean, for me, it was as a sexually, repressed teenager, just getting close to a woman. I mean, you know, I could get excited at the whiff of a wind. What am I talking about? No, Andre, it's too. I mean,
Can I just say, Cayley on paper, you'd say, no thanks, I'm not going to that kind of thing. And yet, one of the best memories is something like that. The boys that you're talking about, or whatever, were they local or were they from other schools?
Oh, no, they were like all students of the. They were mostly.
But I think it also just shows you that teenagers, like, it's very hard to mess up a kid's life. I mean, we've got so much imagination and we've got so much sort of energy. So and left to our own devices, it was great fun. You know, you are kind of let go. You're like set free into the Gaeltacht. It did feel like that a bit. There was a lot of free time.
There was,
which was great. And you form friendships that last for, I was going to say a lifetime, but probably a couple of weeks.
And if you're from some kind of a pampered urban area, you realise if you do sit on a cowpat, it's not going to kill you. And these are the often first time experiences. But I want to talk about the language for a second, because you said something there about it there, that you found more of an appreciation for it.
Yes.
Do you think it encouraged the fluency of language, that by the time you were back in school 2 weeks it was probably gone? And what I'm trying to say is there, do you like the Irish language?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm a bit like you, I'm afraid. The sound of it is awful compared to French. French is sexy. Spanish is sultry. I'll tell you, Italian is absolutely cool. Have you heard on the Keane Leighton and Anouk that half hour on Radio 1 every day? It sounds like Bjork.
I think it's gorgeous.
I'll tell you what it is, Dave. It's like somebody gets ingredients that are really good and have great integrity, like lobster or something. So that's like the Irish language. And then they boil it to death and they give it to you. It's all chewy and it's disgusting. But if it's presented in the correct way, you have a great appreciation. That's like the Irish language. It was presented to us in such a way that, you know, they declined verbs and so on.
So in other words, underneath it all, you think it has a good sound.
But you think
German is good too, do you?
We've been ruined by the education system has made us hate. So you think that the sound of the language is... But like, if you're getting off with a girl and for the first time and you're learning Irish... Because I'm saying you associate Irish exploring your sexuality. So I did have good memories of it, but then, like you say, you go back to school and it's back to how it, and
lists.
So suddenly you start hating the language again. So it's kind of sad, because, and also there's a smugness to Gaelgors as well. You know, you know they like to let you know when
they're... Absolutely.
No, but you know, you see them going, and they start talking to each other in Irish. And they want to let you know that they're really the Irish people. And they, you know what they can do with their phone?
Here we go.
In fact, I believe your producer, Dave Fanning, is Look at her smug in there. She is a Gael girl.
By the way, the Fáinne means you speak Irish, not that you don't drink. That's the other one, is it?
It's the Pioneer badge.
Oh, the Pioneer. Sorry, yeah, right. Okay, fair enough. Okay, so if you have the two of them, you don't drink and you speak Irish.
You're basically your no crack.
Right.
I must say, it's one of those things that was a great memory for me anyway. I love
all right, by the way.
And the Irish college reunions in town. Oh my God.
Wait a second. You have Irish college reunions.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Really? So you'd all meet up in town and out, and all hell would break loose. A lot of white pantaloon trousers, Petromotion, buffalo boots. Yeah,
what?
It was wild times. It was the 90s.
What did you and the blokes say? Are chinos.
That's what we were wearing.
What, buffalo?
No, Dave reckons I sound posher than him, but I don't know. I think
you have literally the mouse D4 accent. All I heard was buffalo baits, mozzarella, buffalo mozzarella baits, and thyme.
Dave, you sound the same as me. We sound the same.
Hold on. Joanne, were you there? Hold on, stop. Joanne, were you there at a time when mobile phones were allowed to be taken away from you? Can you remember?
We didn't have mobile phones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, we didn't.
We certainly didn't.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We had letters.
Letters were very important.
We had letters too, Imagine
people sending you letters, you're only there for 3.5 weeks.
It's
very important.
Yeah.
Did you send letters? Mom, could you just send some money?
No, I'd have the phone box and I'd have German Deutschmarks, which were worth an awful lot less than the other ones. Yeah. Or whatever.
And did you think back then, Dave, that you'd be a great DJ in RT?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking at the time.
Presenting music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
I used to I loved listening to you when I was 13.
Really?
It must be great as a parent.
I did. I told you that. I used to love listening to you, Dave.
Did you listen to me in the Irish college?
No, I listened to you when I was 12, 13, and you used to play, The Fall and all these really cool bands.
I did. Yeah.
You were amazing back then.
Indeed, yeah, so were you.
Now look at us.
All the time. Now look at us. Right, let's go back to this Kaylee dancing stuff. When you meet these people, when you meet the old Gael Gorey types that you were with, who weren't Gael Gorey, so they were from Dublin, probably like yourself.
The lads I was scoring.
The lads you were scoring, those 667 guys. Would you go to a Kaylee that night in Dublin and have a look for one or wherever you hang out?
A Kaylee in Dublin?
Well, I'm just asking, when you meet
does
these
such
guys.
Does such a thing exist?
That's what I'm saying. I'm just wondering.
It's funny, actually.
It's a
But actually, on TV3, Vincent Brand, the People's Debate happened in Kerry there the other day, and they ended the discussion with a Kaylee. Did you see that for any chance?
No, I didn't.
I saw a bit of, was there one guy at one table with a little cap on him?
Billion in the government and, no idea what they're saying, but there's like chickens and cows walking around the background. And then they end the thing with the Kaylee. But it does look quite beautiful, the traditionalness of that and young people. And, it's a vigorous, vibrant kind of, exchange of energy.
Yeah,
indeed.
There is a lot of touching.
And then the Catholic Church came in and said, "Stop doing it!"
Yeah.
And they made us all repressed and sick inside. But now men can marry. Men with beards can stand in Portobello Bridge and look at each other. Dermot, I love you. Brian, kiss me.
Is that a direct result of the Kaylee?
Yes, it is. It's back to where we came from. The Gael talk. This is one of the few decent experiences in my life, and then they ripped it out.
But do you not think there probably has been a bit of a change? Yours sounds like a bit of a black and white world, yours sounds like a colour world in terms of the Gael talk. It probably changed quite a lot.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I look back on it and go, yeah, I went there, it was a bit of a laugh, went to Ankararua, and then I came home and that was
Dave, I know for a fact you had a great time. I know you're trying to be all cool.
I'm trying to remember some great times.
You had a great time. You had probably your first sexual experience there. Young Dave Fanning, handsome. I'd say you were a very good looking man.
Stunning.
And the girls would be looking at you going,
what are you laughing at?
Guy over there.
Kalini.
It's fantastic. I love it. I don't know. I'm saying.
You'd wonder how much the ban on teas got. It must be worth their while. We'd like 12 girls in one house.
That's the other thing. Okay, so let's just take a look at this thing here. What about the uncool things that happen? Do you ever have to do songs from the charts in Irish and they try to make it cool?
No, that was really embarrassing, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The slogan competition.
They just kept taking chart topper songs.
Yeah, and they put Irish lyrics to it because the teachers thought they were cool.
No, I did see them, but I thought they were a bit scarlet, to be honest.
Could you sing on Puck Up Willow now if I asked you?
I've no idea what you just said.
All right.
Oh, yes, that's right. The Irish songs. Oh, Rosh Adava, oh, well, yeah, and all that sort of stuff. But you know, yeah, and
that sounds familiar.
Yeah, and
okay. How good was it? You're saying it was good in terms of the
by the end.
That's not familiar.
By the end of 2 or 3 weeks, were you thinking in Irish? Were you dreaming in Irish?
Capim me an gilga as an ish. Marata na vi na
I think Irish now.
On ex sugra la cliha pella. Tommy cliha pella.
It sounds like you're speaking Latin.
Were you the kind of person who learned off phrases and put them into any essay in the Leaving Cert? I thought the Scammel's Despair, Vianot of Ladina, all these kind of things.
Yeah, actually, you're praying it in wherever
it goes.
This is going down. I don't care what the title is.
Somebody said, like, if you want to get a few extra points in your Irish exam, if you say he ran like the wind, you know, some...
Ernos na Gwiha.
Ernos na Gwiha. That was the classic.
I had a great one, like Snov in Aig Asnov, which means impossible. It's swimming up against a waterfall.
They're all written on the back of matchboxes, aren't they? Do you remember matchboxes used to have like Irish
bits of Irish stuff. By the way, the bit of Irish, bit of English. This is the bit that annoys me.
Yeah.
Like Tommy Dougherty in car park to get my phone because I left it in my glue stone.
No, yeah. That's right. Absolutely the bane, especially the happy dubs. You know all these guys at the top?
Dubs,
like,
they're the ones.
I'm going down to shop. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just going to get some banya. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They throw in the little Irish words.
Why are they allowed to do that? They should be allowed to do that.
No, they shouldn't. No, there's certain things you can't do. That's like people saying, did you like Zepp in the 70s? Led Zeppelin to you, Sonny.
You know it's annoying, Joanne.
Everything annoys you.
No. Why are you defending that? I'm just going down to the car park to pick up the Gluestone. You know what I mean? Oh, would you get away? You Gluestone. And these passive aggressive people sticking in the old, you know, the bit of gale.
Hold on. That's not necessarily what I mean. It's the people who talk Irish all the time, but actually talk Irish 80% of the time. I'm talking 80-85%, and then there's 15% of the English words in there because they haven't bothered.
Is it that there are no Irish words?
Well, that's very possible. They kind of gave up till that.
Who's running the Irish language now? Who's updating it?
Exactly.
No one.
Yeah. Who's running the? Well, there's no
Irish.
Irish
for Space Shuttle.
Ta and Spas.
Wait a minute. There's a car park out here. There's some kind of what do you call those yokes you have up on the like one of these I don't know whatever. Anyway, like that bounces of sound across the. I'm losing this one here.
It's a speaker.
No, a big huge yoke up in the sky.
Oh, satellite.
Yeah, thank you. Very good.
There's no Irish.
And the thing outside for a satellite for sounding. You park your car. I hear here in RT and like. On Thrill Dlachalor or something like that, and then it's in English, of course.
But it's interesting the Irish words. Like, is there anybody in Ireland that can only speak Irish? That's another good thing. Like, so when they come up to Dublin,
and they see the
signs in Irish, are they thinking, "Oh, thank God, the signs are in Irish because I can't speak, you know, read English"?
Yeah, I wonder are there any left?
They're not.
By the way, people are saying the Irish language is dying. I don't see that.
It's dead. Dying? It's dead.
Really?
What are you joking me?
Well, I mean, the TNG and Radio and a G, every second
artificially alive. That's like a person in a coma. It's been artificially kept alive. Like,
what about you now, Joanne? Your parents, I presume, would never have come down to visit at the weekend. Or
I think
that,
they did. My dad was actually from Preston in Lancashire, or Lancashire and Preston. I never can get that right. And when he came out to Ireland, he went to Irish classes and learned Irish and was practically fluent.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, yeah. He was mad
and did,
for
did you
Ireland.
Ever get into
mad
trouble for speaking English?
Sure. You used to hear stories like someone caught their finger in a door and they said ow and they were sent home.
Yes.
It was probably an urbaner, but anyway.
Right, indeed. What about singing classes? Did you have any of that kind of stuff? Like, what did you do after 12? Like, I presume it was like, you know, lessons or whatever from, say, 9:30 to 12:30, and then there was activities for the rest of the day. What kind of activities did you have?
I remember maybe running around a field, but mostly, honestly, my memories are preparing to score lads, grooming to score lads, scoring lads.
Right, okay. Anything outside the college completely in terms of anything? All yours was outside the college. What about you? Any extracurricular activities?
Oh, extracurricular activities. No, it was just nice, you know, when you had a day off and the group of you would head off and have a picnic and it was just... Didn't we have a day off?
Did you go on a picnic?
I don't know. You probably.
We went to a lot of mass.
All right.
Why does that annoy you? Do you think that's very middle class? Is it? Oh my God, I can't believe you went on a picnic.
I'm more middle class than you, so why would a picnic bother me?
So why did you pull that face when I said I went with a group of people?
Because I don't believe you.
But you know, I was 13, for Christ's sake. What was I doing on a picnic?
I just don't believe you went on a picnic.
I'm not talking about, like, you know, tweed baskets or, you know, reed baskets. I'm just talking about, you know, something in a, you know, an old plastic bag, you know, and You know, a bit of, you know, a bit of, how do you say sausage in Irish?
Sausagini.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. But it was good.
If you can add eeny to anything, you're pretty much fluent.
Well, there is a bit of that, yeah. It's like the Russian thing of whisky and all the rest of it, yeah. Sorry, where were we? Yes, okay, I'll tell you.
So did you
were lying about going on a picnic.
Basically no, I wasn't. You have a good memory of the...
No, I have a kind of a memory of it. I mean,
is
I
it
went,
as popular as it was?
Ah, you're asking me.
I
think we probably went for longer. I actually think that it was always a month. It was always 4 weeks. I think it's about three now. I think it's kind of gone down.
It felt like 6 months, didn't it?
Well, I mean, all those things. Your school feels like a lifetime. It's only 5 years in your life.
Yeah, true.
And you have, by the way, the school reunions thing, do you do that too, I suppose? Yeah.
Yeah, from my convent school.
Right.
Well, it does happen.
Did you learn anything about, like, the culture? I mean, just even being over there. Like, for instance, if you didn't like the sea, you could always, like, there was a lot of things you couldn't really do when you were in Ankararu, I can tell you, because a lot of the things that we did would have been related to the sea.
We never went into the town or anything like that. We were, like, shuttled on a bus from the school to the Banan Tea, to the school to the Banan Tea. That was pretty much the height.
So you're saying it didn't necessarily make you patriotic towards your home country?
I really enjoyed it. And I remember sitting on a lot of stone walls and enjoying the sense of the countryside and things like that.
Oh, I know what you mean. It did connect you, I suppose, to the native language, which then, you know, naturally made you more aware of Irishness and so on. But it is a shame, though, actually. I mean, you asked, is the language dying? Well, it's you know, it's dead. Nobody speaks. I mean, a very tiny percentage of the population speak it. But if somehow the education system, like I was saying earlier, had sort of been inspired by how well the Gaeltacht worked in terms of people learning Irish, it would possibly be living more than it is now. The language, because it possibly is quite a lovely language. It's very a feeling language. It's quite, well, it's kind of Mediterranean. It's all, you know, Tobrón, or, you know, I have the sadness on me, you know, whereas English is very detached.
Yes, there is sadness over there, yes, and I identify that, but I won't own it, for God's sake, because I'm English and very reserved, whereas Irish,
and that's who we really are. So we did pay some kind of psychic price by not speaking our native language, you know, because English doesn't sit well in our mouths. Hence, you listen to people in Kerry talk, you know, billion and billion. It does sound, they sound slightly
weird. We speak Hiberno English, though. So a lot of our...
You speak Donnybrook
English. We speak Hiberno English. So a lot of our sayings have come, they're direct translation from Irish. Like we'd say, I'm after writing a letter, which is a translation. Oh, you know what I mean? So it's still, it's seeped in.
Yes.
It has seeped in a lot.
And in fact, it's a shot in the arm to the English language. I personally have helped the English language greatly.
All right, well, hold on. Well, as opposed to the language and everything, there's one final one with you, Joanna, is this, that you genuinely would have made friends there and all sorts of friends in ways that you mightn't have been expected to make them. And you still would or have done, met them afterwards and everything, which I think is a major result.
Big time, but I mean, not in a long time. I'm 32. But yeah, absolutely. I think we 3 or 4 summer reunions after.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any summer reunions?
No.
On that note, by the way, David McSavage and Joanne McDonald, what are you up to at the moment, David? Surely more Savage Eye.
Just floating around and desperately trying not to drink.
Right, okay, fair enough. That's an answer. What about you, Joanne?
Floating around and drinking a lot.
Okay, on that note, Joanne McNally and David McSavage, thank you very much for being with us in the studio. Slán libh go léir a gcoinne cuairt.